Shein oifer olof, that you're not oifer right away. Rashi says shema liyela mitzvahs pigim istakel yalter. Vadi tony ein biyerch and a petach chamer. Pachas oshim shein oifer olof asloshim yoy mikan velich biyover. Biyover. That means pigim not petach chamer takas starts right away. Just you have 30 days to do it. After 30 days, then you oifer. Mosu rami bachomo. Mitzvos koshloshim yoyim is mashmo the mitzvahs pigim petach chamer is throughout the first 30 days. Mikan velich after 30 days. Oy today, either you go be poydrit, or you also, like we learned before, if you don't want to be poydrit, the petach hamor, then the bezdom will come and chop off its head. So my love doesn't mean to say mitzvah lishoisa kosloshim yoyim. It's a mitzvah to wait after 30 days and then be poydrit. You see, before 30 days, there's no mitzvah. Loy mitzvah lifdoisa kosloshim yoyim. It's a mitzvah to poydrit any time you want during those 30 days. Yoch so mikan vielich. Which should have said, "Oyper day, you either be poydered right now, or over 11, brother, should be over that very right now." If you tell him like you're going to do it by during the first 30 days, so she just said right after that, "You over love." What does it say? "Oyper day, you are offering." So it's mashma, not mashma yet for the first start, like after 30 days, you grab mitzvah. So the Gemara says, "True." Elo omarov lekachis nostira ho reb lezer demakshi halabon lemakshi. This goes according to Reb Lezer that he makes the hekish of pidyon petach hamor to pidyon aben. Just like pidyon aben is only lachas shloshim yoyin, who adin pidyon petach hamor is also only up to 30 days. But the rabbanon then argue on the mishnah and Reb Lezer says no, that you're not chayiv and achrayis on the seh, because they do not learn out pidyon petach hamor from pidyon aben. If so, pidyon aben pidyon petach hamor starts right away liyalta. Now the mishnah says, let's say the person does not want to do the mitzvah's pediyah to be paid to the petach hamor, so the mitzvah is offered to chop off the head me'achura from the back, and the kovo you have to bury the tosta banor. But the mishnah says the chiddush here is though mitzvah's pediyah kodemus le mitzvah's areifa. You should know what the Torah really wants from us. The Hashem really wants is to make a pigeon to take his seh and give this seh to the kohen, rather than making this offer. It's only b'di'evid. Shinemuk, the pasuk says, "Im loy tiftem v'yaraftoi." Mashma, if you do not make the pigeon, then you should do the raftoi, then chop off its head. And similar mitzvahs yiyado kaidem is the mitzvah sapdiyom. By the mitzvah, you have an arm of riya. There's a mitzvah for the yodin to marry you, either him or his son. So that mitzvah comes first, rather than stop letting her go out free. Let it be poydim, let her buy yourself free. Shinemuk, because the pasuk says, "Arshel loy yiyado v'hefto." If you do not marry her, then you have to then let her go out free. Similar also, mitzvah sayibun kodemus, the mitzvah chalitza borishayna, at the beginning at least, when your brother dies, rachmonis, without children, so the mitzvah yibun, that you have to marry his wife. So the mitzvah is to make yibun marry her, and not to give chalitza. That was at the beginning, shoyim ischavnin l'shem mitzvah, when they got married, they did l'shem mitzvah yibun. But the Yachshu B'zman is there ready. Shem Mitzchav Onim L'Shem Mitzvah. Today they don't do the Shem Mitzvah to start marrying because they like her, not because the Shem Mitzvah. So that's Kamat Rashi says, like being plagued in the Erva of Eish Yisach. Therefore, Omru the Chom said already that Mitzvah Chalitza Kedemis L'Mitzvah Yibam. The B'zman is there ready, like we don't do Yibam anymore, but rather we do the Mitzvah Chalitza that comes before the Mitzvah of marrying her. Now, Mitzvah Hagula B'Yodin. If you marked it something, Rashi says, you marked the Shebeim Matameya, the Bedik Abayis, and the lady wanted to be part of you, redeem it. So who could redeem it first? It's a mitzvah for the Yodan, the original owner, to redeem it first. He should be first. His good mitzvah fagula ba'odan, he kodem l'chol adam, because of everybody else. Shem and the Apostle says, v'im lo yigoya v'dim ke b'yarkecho, that if you did not redeem it, then you could sell it b'yarkecho. And so he says that the Morris of other places, the reason is because when the Bailam himself is poiderit, then he's most of a chaymish. The Kedish will get more. Therefore, the Nini Lechatchila, that the Bailam, the Yodin, he is the one that should be goyel, he should redeem his Hegdish, in order to have to be most of an extra chaymish. Hadjun Alech Lakeach Uber Chamarai. Alright, we'll stop here. We are holding Daf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph, the second parish. The Mishnah starts off. Halakeach uve parosu shalakum, a goy that owns, let's say, a poro, a behemoth tohiro, and it has an uber, it has a fetus inside it. So the Jew now buys off the goy his uber. Rashi says uber parosoi, or else vihamoichaloi,
a Jew that owns the poro, he sells now the uber to a guy, the uber which is going to be a bechor, he sells it to a guy. Even though he's not allowed to. And Rashi says, Limcho liyakim behem, you're not allowed to sell a behem agasa to a guy. Even though you're not allowed to do this, and the chiddush that we had in the first parak, that there's no knas, but rather we say you're potter from the din bechor. Via mishtata flores, you become a shut, you become a partner with a guy. A Jew and a guy owns the poro together. So all these demon, you part them in abechor, or else via hamakabel mimenu. If you're makabel to work with the guy's poro, even though you get the vlad, but since the mother belongs to a guy, or else he has a shutfus in it, that's also ptur. Or else via noisim le the kabbalah. If you give your poro to a guy that he should work with it, and the agreement is that he gets part of the uber, part of the kid. So in all these cases, potem in abchera. In all these cases, there's no kedushas bechor. You potem from the din bechor. Why? Shenem the pasuk says, "Be Yisrael." And we dash in avloy b'achirim. The din of a bechor is only where both the mother and the kid and the bechor belongs to a Jew. But if one of them has even shutfas with a nakum, that's the pturing in the din of bechora. Now hakahanim v'halaviim chayovim by behemah Torah. Even a Kohen or a Levi has a mitzvah bechora, that the firstborn of the behemoth is a din korban, it has kedusha on it. Shele niftur v'bechor behemoth Torah, because even a Kohen or Levi has no ptur when it comes to the bechor of a behemoth Torah. Elo, where do we find out that they are part of from? Mipidjin aben v'petach hamor, only from pidjin aben v'petach hamor, from those two halachas that we have in the first parak, is a Levi or a Kohen part, and that was the Kabbalchema, Madach Levi and Patid, the Behemis of the Yisraelim in the Midbar, so rather they parted themselves by Petach Amor. Mashegin, by pigeon of a Behemoth Torah, here the Mishnah says, even a Levi and a Kohen is Chayiv in the dinner of Behemoth Torah, a Bechor of a Behemoth Torah. Now the Gemara says, Ma'ir Ditoni Uber Chamor Bresha. How come in the beginning of the Masechta, the first Amud, it talks about where you have an uber of a chamor of a donkey, a behemah tameya? For all the time now in the second parak first, it talks about uber parazoi, the uber, the bechor, of a poor of a behemah Torah. The chur should be the opposite way. Lisne bereisha uber parazoi. First you have to say in the first the beginning of the Masechta, talk about a behemah Torah, that has a kedusha saguf, a din akrovu on it. The kedusha sagufu, it has a kedusha saguf, the bechor of a behemah Torah, you bring it for korban. For other, and then secondly, the second parish should talk about, for other later, listening Uber Chamor, should talk about a din of a Chamor. The Kedusha's Domimu, it only has din of Kedusha's Domim. Sakam, it says first Kedusha's Dom, and then Kedusha's din Kedusha's Aguf. So the Morian says, Amiv Marov, they say over in Eretz Yisrael, that Iboy Yisrael, one tells, could be like this, that I did the Chavi Vilei, since it's more Chaviv, this Halacha, is more dear to them, Kiddur Rabbi Chanina, like Rabbi Chanina. Rashi's Barakamo, Manish Tana, Petri Chamor, Petri Susum, Gemalim, as we said over there, since the Chamor helped the Yidim, they went out of Mitzrayim, and since it's Choshev, therefore, we talk about a Chamor first. If we boy say, if we want to give you another Torah, if we boy say, Ardi Dizutrin Mili, Tibay Mitzmeya. It only has a few halachas about a Bay Mitzmeya, about a Chamor. Only this first parak, the first Yudbay, the first 12 lat. Therefore, Poslik, Vishodilo, it talks about us first, and it finishes it. And now the rest of the Masech that we talk about, a Behemah Torah. The Omer of Yitzchak ben Achmein, Yomer Rosh Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yeshanim, Rabbi Yeshiyom, Yisrael Shenosan Mois Liyakim. To the Hemtoi, if a Jew gave money to a guy to buy his Behemah, so Bidineyim, and their Halachis, we'll soon see what it means exactly, the name, which Halachis. But in the Halachis, in the Mamnis, even though the Jew did not make a kinyan mashicha, did not draw the animal towards himself yet, still kana. Mashma, since he gave the money itself makes a kinyan, the behemah, the power belongs to the Jew, and therefore when this power gives birth to his first bechorim, the chayemus bechora, it has a loch of kedushas bechora on the vlad. Since the Jew owns it, he's already kinder it. Now, the Yakim, what about the opposite way? A guy, Shenosan Moyes Li Yisrael Behemtoi, a guy gave money to a Jew to buy off him his behemoth. So, Bidinayim, in the Alochas of Dinim Omnis, Afa Pishle Moshech, even though the guy did not make a Kinyan Mashiach, did not draw it near to himself, still Kona. still the goy is koina, or part them in abechor, and therefore there's no kedushas bechor since it belongs to a goy. Says this halacha, pashas mashma, that is a kinyan kesef both ways, both from the Jew to the goy and the goy to the Jew.
Now the Gemara explains, oh mama, what we just learned before, that Yisrael shenos an moyis liyakum, if a Jew gives money to a goy, so b'dineim the halach is, after Pishlo Moshech, even though the Jew did not make a kinyan Meshicha, still Kono, still he owns the Behema. And therefore, when he gives birth to a Bechor, Bechayev is a Bechoro. Smer says, now, my Bidinayim, what does it mean to say Bidinayim and Alochis? Which Alochis? Inem, if you want to tell me, Bidinay, the Gufay, with Alocha, of the Guf of the Goy, that when a Jew wants to buy an Eved Kinani, that the Yosef Bekal Bechoma, long enough from Bekal Bechoma, in Guf or Konilel Yisrael Bekesev, if a Jew wants to buy a goy for an Eved Kenani with money, that's the Kenyan. The Pasuk says, L'resha Sachuza, the Eved Kenani has the same Malach like an Achuz, like a piece of land. So Hakesha HaKosel Yachuza, the Torah said an Eved Kenani is like an Achuz, like a piece of land. Ma Achuza, just like a piece of land. Niknis Bekesev Uvishtar Bechazokom, you could buy karka by paying money, or by using a shtar mechiro, or by using a chazoka mechidai samitzro, make a cheskas tashmishim in the karko. If so, af evet kinami nikna bekesef, who adin evet kinami also, you could buy with money. So since you could buy the goof of the goy, a Jew could buy the goof of the goy with money, so the kabbalchaim would say, memoinu lakol shechein. Isn't it a koshchenu? Isn't it a koshchen a kabbalchaim to say that a Jew could buy the mumnis, the utensils, the behemoth, or for goy with a kinyan of kesef, with a kinyan of money? So Moses says, let's see, im came if so, they made such a kabbalchaim, so af pishtar v'chazak an ami. Then you should be able to coin a metaltlam off a guy with a kinyan star, with a kinyan chazaka. Learn it out me gufay. Just like you could buy the guf of an Ebuchadnezzar like this, who adin, it should be the guf of the metaltlam. And we know it's not that way. Fiyot, secondly, Yisrael mi Yisrael yachiyach. If a Jew buys another Jew and you buy an Ebed Ivri, I'll prove it also. That what the guf for Konale Bekesef, you could buy a guf of an Ebed Ivri with money. But when one Jew buys something off the next Jew, you have to make a kinyan meshicha. So you see, you did not make this kavuchayim, even though the goof you could buy with money, to say you did the metaltim also is with money. No, the metaltim has a son alocha, it's meshicha. So maybe the same thing when you buy metaltim off a guy, maybe also you have to make a meshicha. So how do I know to say kesef is enough? Ella rather, Omar Abaye buys it like this. B'dineyem she'apostol em Torah. It means the halacha that the Torah set aside for a guy. That what the pasuk says, oikonu miyad amisecha. If a Jew buys something from his friend, then miyad mashma, then you have to have a meshicha, you have to have a kinyan. So we dash him like this. Miyad amisecha, who do a meshicha? If you buy something off another Jew, then you have to make a kinyan meshicha. But mashma miyad akum, but if you buy it off a guy, and the Chanami then the Kesef, then you could have the Kinyan Kesef. It's never just a limut. For an Akonu Miyad HaMisecha, only Jew to Jew needs a Kinyan Meshicha. But if a Jew buys something off a guy, their Kesef is enough. Samar says, the aim of one to say like this, Miyad Akum Klal Loi, maybe a Jew cannot buy anything off a guy, maybe there's no Kinyan at all. Rashi says, not any kinyan at all, but rather at Shetovil Rishus Hashay Yisrael Akoni. Maybe it'll only be kinyan of Mamish Rishus. Only when you bring the chayfas into your house, into your Rishus, that's when it becomes yours. But outside your house, maybe there's no derech kinyonim, there's no maestro kinyan to be made outside your house. Maybe that's the diik. Akonim Yad HaMisecha, by a Jew there's a parasha of kinyonim, but not by a guy. So Mora says, Loi Sakadat, this you can't think like this, Loi Sakadatach. Because Kal V'chayim, there's a Kal V'chayim. In goof or koina me money like Hoshchein, if you could be koina the goof of an Eved Kenani with money without bringing it into your shus, so me money like Hoshchein. So therefore, for sure, there's a kinyan by the mumness of a guy. So after Spaslik Mashiach is only by a Jew, not by a guy. Therefore, kesef is enough. Now the Gemara says, "V'yema, why don't I say like this? Miyad akum adi ikatarti, that you buy it off a guy. Maybe then you have to have two kinyanim, kesef and Mashiach." Miyad HaMisecha means a Jew, to a Jew it's enough just Meshicha. And maybe from a guy you have to have two.
Amri the more says like v'loy kal v'chayim was nekal v'chayma gufa b'yachaz if you buy the Eved Chinani with one kinyan kesef m'mayna b'shtayim isn't nekal v'chayim the same money that's easier to acquire for sure it's enough to have one kinyan and not two kinyanim. Okay, so that's how we know you could be kinyan the metalstam of a guy with kesef. But still the end of one and I say oy boy boho maybe the apostle just tells us you have a choice. Buy a Jew, the Kenyan is Badafka to make a Mashiach. But maybe you're for God, you have a choice. Either Mashiach or else Kesef. Samar says, no. Dum Yudi Amisecha, God is just like a Jew. Ma Amisecha, just like when a Jew buys off another Jew. Bechoda, it's one type of a Kenyan, only Mashiach. Afakim Nami Bechoda. What then when you buy it off a God, you also has one Kenyan. Then Achnami, the one Kenyan is Kesef and not Mashiach. Now, Omamar, what we learned before also, the second halacha was, Omamar, v'yakum, shenosan moyisli yisuv v'hemtoi, if a goy gives money to a Jew to buy off the Jewish behemoth v'hemtoi, did you name according to the halachis, afo pishle moshach, even though the goy did not make a kinya mashicha, kona, the goy owns the bechor, and therefore the behemah, therefore part of the bechorah when it gives birth to its first one, the bechorah, there's no kedushas bechorah belongs to a guy. Now again, my bidinayim, what kind of din is this, that if the guy gives money to the Jew, Elaine, if you want to tell me bidinayim de gufo, learn out the same way that a guy buys an Eved Ivri with money, mishum diyas yu b'ka b'chorah, mekana b'ka b'chorah, im gufo yisroel korn levi kesef, if a guy gives money to a Jew, to buy his goof to make him into an Eved Ivri to the guy. It's hard. You see, the pasuk says, "Mi kesef mi kenosa." When you want to buy yourself back later, it's talking about after you sold yourself to a guy, you redeem yourself with the money that you first sold yourself for. So mashmud the kinyan kesef when a guy buys a Jew, if some amayna lekol shechein, isn't it for sure that if a guy just wants to buy the metalim, the utensils, or a behemoth of a Jew, that for sure kesef should be enough? So Mura says no. I'll tell you, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yechicha, Yechiach. I'll bring you proof not like this from the fact that one Jew buys another Jew. The Gufa Karni Bekesef. If a Jew buys an Eved Ivri, the Kinyan is Bekesef. But Mamayim, if one Jew buys Matalpam of another Jew, the Mashiach, the Kinyan is Mashiach. So maybe by a guy also, when a guy buys Matalpam off of Yisrael, maybe he has to make Mashiach. Say, rather, the Pshat is like this. Omer Rabbaye b'dineyem sheposkulem Torah. The halachas of dinim momnes that the Torah said about a guy. The pasuk says v'chisim ka mim kalamisecha, that if you sell something to your friend, so we darshin liyamisecha b'mashicha. Only if a Jew sells it to another Jew, then does the kohen have to make kinyan mashicha. Holy yakum, but if the Jew sells his behemah to a guy, where a guy is buying the behemah, then the kesef. Then it's enough if the guy gives the money to the Jew, there's a kinyan kesef. For the Gemara v'yema, why don't I say, liyakum klal klal loy? Maybe no again, if a guy wants to buy a behemah off a Jew, maybe there's no derech of kinyanim, but only the guy's going to have to take it home and bring it into his house. Only first when it comes into his house, that's when he really owns it. But maybe before that, not like that. So the Gemara says, no again, amri loy kal v'chayim, business of kal v'chayim. In goof, if a guy could buy the goof off a Jew, he could buy an Eved Ivri with kesef, with a kinyan, is memoinu lekoshkin, isn't it svar for sure to say that a guy could buy the mumnis, the metalim off a Jew with a derech of a kinyan? So therefore it's good that we're saying it's with kesef. Samar says, no. Eima, why don't I say liyaka madika tarti? Maybe if a guy buys something off a Jew, he has to do two things for the kinyan, money and mashicha. So again, the Gemara says, like, light. That's a kal v'chayma. Who? Gufay b'yechad, when the guy buys the guf off a Jew, it's enough just a kinyan kesef. So memoina b'shtayim, it doesn't make any sense to say when a guy buys the metaltlam off a Jew, he should have to have two kinyanim. B'shtayim doesn't make any sense. Furthermore, still v'yema, why don't I say, oy b'ho, oy b'ho? Why don't I say still the guy should have a choice either to make a kinyan kesef or to make a kinyan mashicha? Gemara says again, no, I'll tell you, dumi di amisecha, that a guy is just like a kinyan of a Jew. And again, ma amisecha biyaka, just like by a Jew, there's only kinyan of one, either kesef.